Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, You Have No Idea How Much I Want You. Yes, I am nothing without your touch, my love. I am nothing without your kiss. To spend each night in your arms, kissing and fucking, well, that is a fantasy that will always remain in my mind, with an exception through my writing. Oh yes, it is easy for me to write my thoughts, but to personally express them to you has always been hard. You see, I get embarrassed, and you wondered why I couldn't say more than 3 words to you back in the day. Well, look in the mirror, to the one who took my confidence away, when he knew I liked him instead pushed me into lockers each day, telling me I'm ugly and that no one will like me, telling me I had no right to say how I feel. So I thought for years I was the most hated person by you all. And yet, you made me blush, as you were always kind to me, sir. And I will always think you are the hottest guy in the world, but you know that. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with the full story typed out. Do you know how much I think about you, sir? Oh, I know what you do, baby. Oh, yes. Let's begin. You know, sometimes I hate to be cruel, but I have to. Yes, I have to. I need it. And sometimes it comes on to me like a vicious hunger. Without warning, without mercy. It is as merciless to me as I am to you. Can you understand that? And I blindfold you sometimes because, well, I can't bear to see that look in your eyes. And I can't bear to have you see me cry. Oh yes, you can hear the cruelty in my voice. You don't know I'm fighting back tears. And it hurts me to hurt you like this. But fuck, I need it. I need it from you, baby. Oh yes, baby. There are times when I look at you from across the table as you eat and read the paper. And I want to take you away. Take you away from everything you know as safety, as life. Take you to a dungeon or to a basement. Yes, baby, I want to rip you out of that suit and put you into something sinister. A straitjacket, perhaps, or a latex corset. Yes, thigh-high stockings. Oh, fuck. I don't care. I just want to use you, baby. Does it bother you that I sometimes want to use you like a slab of meat? To strap you down so you can't move? To press my naked body onto you like a dildo? Like you are my vibrator? My hand tightly over your nose and mouth, hissing. Not a fucking sound from you. That language. Oh, I know how it frightens you. How this sweet little feminine thing can talk such filth. Well, you know, you created me, remember, baby? You brought out my naughty voice. All thanks to you. Yes. But you know it's not like me, because I never curse, at least in public. But behind closed doors, well, fuck, 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 yes. And I only swear when I feel like being ruthless, cold-hearted bitch that wants to fuck her little slut whore until he screams out for me and screams out what a pathetic little bitch he is. Mercy. Yes, that one word. You beg for it with your eyes, with your fingers, when you twist at the bonds. You push me to do it more because, well, you are very priceless when you struggle. And I could sit and watch you for hours when you don't even know I'm there, sitting in the big chair with my knees up, my vibrator silently teasing my cunt. Yes, just watching how you breathe, how you hiss in frustration at your situation, how you try to get your teeth to the knots. And the times when I get playful, yes, baby, when I want to be dominant, but I can't stop giggling because you just smile at me. Yes, you smile at me like you're proud of this mean little dumb side of me that has come out to play. Oh, I laugh because you seem so delighted at what I have become. When the hunger comes out in a playful little streak, when I want you on your knees, with your hands behind your back. Oh yes, your tongue servicing me, going wherever my finger points. Oh no, mistress, not there. You gasp sarcastically. And yes, baby, oh, I love you for that. Oh yes, it's a mystery how this side of me can be both cruel and sadistic, and at other times, silly and playful. Oh yes, you know, when we are out and I watch you like a crazed fanatic, when we are at a party and I watch you from across the room, I give you an intense stare, and then you stare back. Yes, sipping your drink deliberately, running a hand through your hair, slowly, not breaking the gaze. Oh yes, you are a fucking tease. And then I look at my watch, then back at you. Oh, go ahead, push my buttons. I flirt with my girlfriend. I wrestle her on the couch. We nuzzle and kiss, and I whisper to her what I am going to do to you when we get home. And you know that, don't you? Oh yes, you just sit with your friends and play cards and talk about work. And I watch your ass. Yes, watch how you lean into the wall as you talk. How you use your hands to describe things. Yes, you are very animated. And you are very beautiful. It's almost hard to think about torturing you. So, well, almost. No, my wetness is not a mystery. As my girlfriend nibbles my neck. And then you laugh at me, calling me your confused little pie babe. And since I've never gone all the way, but I want to, sometimes, well, at least I've thought about it. And yes, you look at me like I'm your little girl, so harmless, so cute, my skirt riding up my legs since my feet are up on the couch, my thigh-high stockings peeking out. Yes, we are among our closest friends, so it does not matter. And we won't be here much longer anyway. Driving home, you're quiet, humming to your music. And I say nothing. I look at you sideways. Yes, I glare. You would think I was furious at you. Maybe I was about to break up with you. But then you shoot a glance and then put a hand on my knee. I push it off. You put it back. And then I push it off again. You okay? You ask. Always, even when we play, you are concerned. Just in case, perhaps, my coldness is not the first stage of our beginning scene. Just in case you have thought you've done something to really upset me. Well, you're priceless. I smile, cold. No, I'm just fine. Just thinking about what I'm going to do to you when we get home. Both hands tight on the steering wheel. Oh, you stare forward, intense. Watching the traffic signals, expressionless. How I'm going to put my thigh-high boots, my latex gloves, how I'm going to strap you to the kitchen table, face down and, fuck you, baby. Yes, first with my fingers, then with whatever else I can get my hands on, how I'm going to sit at the table with my legs up and make you watch me touch myself. Yes. Oh, I see your breath quicken, but you say nothing. I watch you breathe against the seatbelt. That alone does it to me. I recline my seat back, pull up my skirt, and ease out my panties. Yes, oh, I watch you drive, and then I watch the seatbelt. And then, well, I masturbate. When you shoot a glance at me, I hiss. Don't you fucking look at me. You move your eyes back to the road, and I see how tightly you are holding the wheel, how carefully you are watching the road. I make loud sucking noises when I lick the wetness from my fingers. Yes, baby. Oh, I taste good. I announce to you. Oh, I feel like being the slut that makes your beautiful cock ache. Yes, This is the mood that terrifies you the most. Ruthless, sinister, a whore, a bitch, and a sadist. This relentless creature that sees your cock as an instrument to be used and tortured. Yes. Oh, this is not affected by your big, beautiful eyes. Oh, no mussy, baby. And then I lean up and into you, forcing my tongue into your mouth as we sit idle at the traffic light. Yes, I use my tongue to force the taste from my cunt into your mouth, holding you by the chin, my fingers prying your mouth open. Your breath is shaking a little. Yes, my grip so tight. Oh yes, I know it hurts. This is not a kiss of affection. This is a warning. You are mine, I whisper between kisses. All night long, I have been planning for this. When we arrive at home, I make you walk in front of me with your hands on your head, almost like you have a gun to you or something. I do it so I can watch your ass, those jeans, your faded docks, how they look when you move up the steps. Yes, ooh, so sexy. I shove you forward when you don't walk fast enough. I move you into our bedroom, forgetting about the dinner table threat. Yes, instead I knock your wrists into the chains hanging from the ceiling. And then I take the panties that are still in my hand and shove them into your mouth. Deep, yes, wet from the night of teasing. Wet from those looks you gave me. And yes, wet from my thoughts of this exact moment. Oh, you moan and throw your head back and grip the chains. Fuck, you look beautiful, baby. Yes, I let you watch me change. I tell you not to take your eyes off of me as I go through the closet and lay my things out on the bed. Black lace panties, a latex corset, garters, thigh-high stockings, elbow-high latex gloves, and a final touch. I toss my leather strap on next to them, and then, oh yes, baby, I start to undress. And as I undress, I watch you in your bonds, still fully dressed, on your toes. Oh, you look inviting. You keep trying to win back my affection, rubbing your cheek against your shoulder, giving me the sweet eyes. But baby, it doesn't work. I laugh as I pull the stockings up over my thighs, letting my fingers linger around my flesh. Yes, oh yes, baby, teasing. You like that, baby? I remove my bra and let my double D breasts fall free, cupping them and showing them to you. I walk over and taunt you, baby, pressing them into your shirt. But you just whimper and look at me. My panties are still in your mouth, but you know better than to spit them out, don't you? My nipples, oh yes, baby, they are hard. I explain to you. I show you how erect they are. These aren't the only things that are erect, are they? I ask. You shake your head no. Oh, you know. God. You know what I am going to do to you. Will you forgive me this time? I'm distracted from changing and more interested in your cock now. Yes, your beautiful cock. Yanking off your belt and fumbling with your zipper. I move like an animal looking for something to eat. I'm breathing hard and you know I'm going to hurt you. You shift. You give me your best muffle. No. But I shove my hand over your mouth, forcing the panties deeper until you gag. I then pull down your pants, your underwear, and take your beautiful, hard cock with both hands as if I've never seen one before. But it was like the answer to my hunger. Look at this thing, I hiss, moving my hands down to your balls and gripping them tightly. Yes, baby, you wince and throw your head back. Oh, does that hurt, I ask? And then you nod, and then I kiss the tip of your cock sweetly and move my tongue around. Yes, the tip, moaning softly in my throat. I move my hands to your hips and hold them, and guide you full into my mouth. Yes, baby, you like that? Your knees shake a little, and I hear the chains rattle. And then I pull back, stand and return to getting dressed. Oh, you mum miserably. And then I smile at you. As I dress, I watch you occasionally, and this time my back to you, my head peering over my shoulder, letting my long hair hang down across my back. I bend over to put on the boots and lace them, my ass pointed at you, and from this position I say quietly, oh, you know what you're going to be doing to this sweet ass, don't you? Oh, you moan, precious. Yes, baby. Now dressed, I survey myself in the mirror as I put on my gloves. The feel of the tight material only makes me wetter. The sounds of you struggling behind me. Oh, yes, baby. It makes me ache. Nothing else matters. My night with you is just starting, and I want nothing more than to have you shaking, whimpering, begging in my arms. I then pick up the leather strap-on harness and carry it over to you. I lean over and step into it casually, as if just adding another piece of clothing. Tomorrow, I start quietly. I'd really like to go out and buy a new dress. Do you have a problem with that? I ask, wiggling my hips to pull the harness up. You look at me and shake your head, and then your eyes wander down to the cock, bobbing in front of me. I then reach around and pull the buckles tight. You know, I was thinking, you could come along. I want to buy you a new pair of boots, knee-high. Big black boots. Combat boots. Oh, they make me wet. You like to make me wet, don't you? You nod again, this time watching me as I move my black latex fingers up the length of my shaft, absent-minded, as if massaging the cramp out of my leg, just stroking as I watch you. I saw you watching me and Annie. I smirk at you, walking around with my hands on my hips, watching you with your pants down around your ankles, your cock throbbing helplessly, just begging for attention. You like to see more than just me and Annie making out, wouldn't you? You want to see her tongue inside of me in all my nasty places. And then I hear your breath coming in difficult gasps through your nose. Oh, I know this talk gets to you. And I know the slut dom side of me scares you and yet thrills you. Maybe I'll call her over right now. Save your ass the agony of my big strap-on cock and stick it into her instead. And then make you watch. Then again, make you listen. Blindfold you, helpless. See if you could tell whose lips were around your cock. Maybe I'd make her suck my cock while I suck yours. Would you like that, baby? Oh, you stare at me now, eye to eye. I think you've reached that point. You're in too much pain from arousal to deal with it anymore. And then you are furious. Oh, you want out. But then again, oh, baby, you fucking want me, and you want freedom. Well, deal with it. I smoke at you. Where did the time go? What happened? Hours earlier, we were playing cards and eating pretzels with our friends, watching bad movies. This was not in our plans, and yet, well, baby, here you are, all because of the way your ass looked when you walked past me in the room. Something about the way you smiled bashfully once, and that time you took a slow drink and then licked your lips when Annie had her mouth at my neck and I was watching you. Oh yes, I knew it would come to this. My turn. You helpless. Yes, baby, suffer. I don't understand the hunger, where it comes from, how can be so far from me one minute then consuming me to the next. How I want nothing more than to dominate you for hours. How when I have you so helpless before me, I think to myself, when I'm so fucking high from it, I don't ever want to let you go. Oh yes, this is where I belong. This is me. I've said it to you, baby. In the heat of it. Oh, I'm never going to stop being like this. This is it for me, permanently. Oh yes, baby. You are my slave forever. Forever. and you nod sweetly, eyes big with lust and fear. But you know I will calm down. I always do. I can never have the energy to go on and on and on the way I threaten I will. And then I ponder all of this as I place my cat hanging down between my legs. You know, my strap-on cock, baby. Tickling my thighs with it. Oh, yes. I'm thinking out loud now. Thinking about the moment. First, the sexual beating. Then I'll fuck you. Then your tongue will search every crevice of my body until I have come 4 times. Yes. Then perhaps you will sleep next to me in soft leather shackles, blindfolded. I stomp and move to you, lifting my hands to your face, the whip still in my right hand. I touch your skin and you shut your eyes, leaning into my palm. I'm going to hurt you. You know that, baby, don't you? Oh, you nod slowly, your eyes closed, your face peaceful. I reach over and pull the panties from your mouth. And you take a breath. Yes, wet your lips and say, thank you, baby. Then I trace my fingers off your cheekbone slowly and then down to your lips. The feel of your cock hard, yes, baby, pressing against my thigh is a bit distracting. Are you ready? I ask quietly. You bite your lip and nod, eyes still closed, gripping the chains for leverage. You take a breath, throw your head back to get the hair out of your eyes and stand firm. Oh, I'm aching inside. Aching with lust, desire, sympathy. The weight of the cat in my hand seems ominous. And you're the most precious thing in my life, I whisper. But you can't hear me. You are clearly in another world, breathing deep, preparing yourself for the pain, preparing to give your body to me, preparing to be beaten, fucked, used, and humiliated. Oh, you are in my world. And now, all I need to do is to find you, the femdom way, baby. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny, stay wet, stay salty vexin. Goodbye.